Section 182. Whoso wisheth to pray, let him wash his hands, and while he washeth, let him say, Strengthen my hand, O my God, that it may take hold of thy book with such steadfastness that the hosts of the world shall have no power over it. Guard it, then, from meddling with whatsoever doth not belong unto it. Thou art verily the Almighty, the Most Powerful. And while washing his face, let him say, I have turned my face unto thee, O my Lord. Illumine it with the light of thy countenance. Protect it, then, from turning to anyone but thee. Then let him stand up, and facing the Qibla, point of adoration, i.e. Bahji, Akka, let him say, God testifieth that there is none other God but him. His are the kingdoms of revelation and of creation. He, in truth, hath manifested him who is the dayspring of revelation, who conversed on Sinai, through whom the supreme horizon hath been made to shine, and the lote tree, beyond which there is no passing, hath spoken, and through whom the call hath been proclaimed unto all who are in heaven and on earth. Lo, the all-possessing is come. Earth and heaven, glory and dominion are God's, the Lord of all men, and the possessor of the throne on high and of earth below. Let him then bend down, with hands resting on the knees, and say, Exalted art thou above my praise and the praise of anyone beside me, above my description and the description of all who are in heaven and all who are on earth. Then standing with open hands, palms upward towards the face, let him say, Disappoint not, O my God, him that hath with beseeching fingers clung to the hem of thy mercy and thy grace. O thou, who of those who show mercy art the most merciful. Let him then be seated and say, I bear witness to thy unity and thy oneness, and that thou art God, and that there is none other God beside thee. Thou hast verily revealed thy cause, fulfilled thy covenant, and opened wide the door of thy grace to all that dwell in heaven and on earth. Blessing and peace, salutation and glory rest upon thy loved ones, whom the changes and chances of the world have not deterred from turning unto thee, and who have given their all in the hope of obtaining that which is with thee. Thou art in truth the ever-forgiving, the all-bountiful. If anyone choose to recite, instead of the long verse, these words, God testifieth that there is none other God but him, the help in peril, the self-subsisting, it would be sufficient. And likewise it would suffice were he, while seated, to choose to recite these words. I bear witness to thy unity and thy oneness, and that thou art God, and that there is none other God beside thee. Medium obligatory prayer, to be recited daily, in the morning, at noon, and in the evening.